You've been rather quiet since we left. Is there something on your mind? I see. I suppose that's a reasonable question. After all, you're not as familiar with what lives here as I am. Other than your typical wild animals like bears, wolves, rabbits, deer, and the like, there are a few other intelligent creatures, too. Well, the elves, for one. They make their homes in the deep forests, away from most other creatures. Then there are the Fae. Tiny nature spirits with supernatural magics who enjoy playing tricks. I think the common word humans use for them are fairies or pixies. There are tree spirits, the dryads, and others like the nymphs. There are also the Aurone, plant creatures that live in the darkest depths of the forest. And I believe there are supposed to be a few slimes, though I've certainly never encountered them. It really shouldn't be so surprising that you miss so much living in your village, should it? Humans have many stories of things that live outside the safety net of civilization, do they not? Some are seen as monsters to them, like the Lamia, the werewolf, or the vampire, merely evils to be slain for coin. Others, like elves, kitsune, or the Huldra, are seen as mystical, perhaps helpful or beautiful in nature. The more one travels, the more things they are bound to encounter. For example, even beyond the forest, the mountains bordering it are inhabited by a den of werewolves. Last I heard, they were in the middle of a territorial battle or hunting dispute with the bandits that kidnapped you. Harpies also inhabit the hills and mountains, sometimes attacking human settlements or caravans that pass without some kind of tribute to them. There are also giants and raiding bands of orcs in the plains beyond. I've even heard rumors of there being a dragon nearby. But again, I've never seen evidence of one before, so I cannot say for certain. I'm sorry. I seem to have overloaded you quite a bit. The world is a very big place, and the forest is only part of it. Even with there being so much out there, I'm perfectly happy staying in my burrow with you.
Well, here we are. The elves here don't deal with humans very frequently, so try to ignore the strange looks. You might be the first human many of them have ever seen, and most of them are probably just curious.
Oh, why is their skin tan? Well, it's because
we're wood elves. Tan skin, light hair, warm eyes, longer, wider ears. And we're tougher than our high elf cousins.
I should have figured it would be you who would greet us. You're so attentive.
It's not hard picking you out in a crowd, Yuri. Especially with those scales and fair skin.
Yes. Her name is Aaliyah Noranha, though it's far easier to call her Nora. She's the head scout for the village, which means she's in charge of detecting travelers and sniffing out any potential danger.
So, Yuri, did you sleep with him yet?
Nora?
She's been alone for as long as I've known her, and I've never met anyone in need of a partner as your skilled companion. Lemia are communal by nature, usually living in groups of sisters and daughters. Yuri is the only one I've ever seen live alone, so I'm sure she's dying for a little bit of companionship.
It's not like that, Nora.
Oh, then what is it like?
We're just close, all right? They make me feel less alone. More accepted. More normal. So many humans simply judge us as monsters. But this one, they're different.
You're hopeless. A good one falls into your coils and you haven't joined yet? I'll never understand you, Yuri. But I'm not going to sit here and judge you if you're happy. And judging by how red your cheeks are, you're definitely happy. So then, I assume you're here to stock up on more herbs and reagents, right?
Yes. I've been running low. And this one could use a new set of clothing. I know elven style might not be as fitting for a human, but anything is better than bandit rags.
Bandit rags, huh? Guess Maeve sacked another village.
If my elven is correct, I believe she just called her the rough equivalent of a festering cunt.
Close enough. Anyway, come. Let's get you and your friends some goods, shall we?
Sorry I took so long excusing myself. Nora had many questions to ask me about you. It was difficult for me to get away. Her final verdict is that you're acceptable for a human, and that I'm a fool for not bringing you here sooner so she could size you up for herself. No, she doesn't. Until I met you, it was too painful to speak about, even to Nora. She's the only person I've met in the forest I could consider a friend, but some things we carry alone, I suppose. They look good on you, you know, in the clothes. They're very striking, actually. They complement your face. Are you all right? You seem melancholy. Your mind is on your old village, I understand. Here. Come here.
help you keep your mind off things. Remember the first time we shared a bed? You were so kind. You tried to give up the blanket I'd given you to keep me warm. Despite everything that had just happened to you, you still found it in your heart to be kind to me, Alamia of all things. I know that I can't replace what you've lost. But no matter what's ahead for you, I won't let you face it alone. I'm here for you, all right? Feel better? Good.
I'm so sleepy. Today really wore me out. So much traveling. I'm not used to it.
Come on. We have a long journey back tomorrow. Isn't too forward of me, but would you hold me from behind?
Thank you. Mm.